This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines, and we begin with the economy, where the Labor Department reported on Friday that the economy gained a net 290,000 jobs in the month of April. That was tempered, though, by the national unemployment rate actually going up to 9.9%. President Obama in the White House Rose Garden today talking about the new numbers and stressing the first one, that the economy has gained 290,000 jobs in the past 30 days, and he says this is a sign that things are definitely headed in the right direction.
And today I'm happy to report that we received some very encouraging news. In April, the economy added 290,000 jobs, with the vast majority, approximately 230,000, coming from the private sector. This is the largest monthly increase in 4 years. And we created 121,000 more jobs in February and March than previously estimated, which means we've now seen job growth for 4 months in a row.
President Obama also talking about the uptick in the national unemployment rate to 9.9%. It had been 9.7% for the past couple of months. And the president says while seeing it go up is not good, there's a good reason that it is.
I should also note that the unemployment rate ticked up slightly from 9.7% to 9.9%. Given the strength of these job numbers, this may seem contradictory, but this increase is largely a reflection of the fact that workers who had dropped out of the workforce entirely are now seeing jobs again, and are now seeking jobs again, encouraged by better prospects.
But other experts say that the picture is not as rosy as the president would paint. Diana Furtscott-Roth served as chief economist at the Department of Labor in the administration of George W. Bush. She says that given the sizable growth in the economy over the past two quarters, about 5.5% in the fourth quarter of 2009, and over 3%, at least by initial estimates, in the first quarter of this year, the jobs should be rolling in much larger numbers. Furtscott-Roth also says that the president's explanation for the rising unemployment rate doesn't completely hold water. She says because if you factor in the total number of Americans who have given up looking for work right now, as well as those taking part-time work when they would definitely want full-time work, that number's growing as well. Also known as the real unemployment rate, that now stands at 17.1%. Friday was a little bit more normal on Wall Street, certainly compared to Thursday's unbelievable roller coaster day that saw the Dow dip by nearly 1,000 points before climbing its way back to just a few hundred points down. Still a lousy session at the corner of Wall and Broad on Thursday. On Friday, another down day, but not nearly as bad. The Dow off 140 points to close at 10,380. The Nasdaq down 54 to 2,266. And the S&P 500 losing 17 points to close at 11,11. For more insight on the latest economic headlines, catch my interview with Diana Furtscott-Roth of the Hudson Institute, and again, President Bush's former chief economist at the Labor Department. That's at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. While there, you can also hear my interview with Neil Weinberg of Forbes magazine about the crazy day Thursday on Wall Street, as well as one of the major concerns that continues for investors and has put them in a pessimistic mood for the past couple of weeks, and that's the ongoing credit crisis in Greece. Not only how it impacts Greece, but also other nations in similar conditions like Spain, like Portugal, like Italy, and others as well. He also will explain what investors will be looking for in the weeks ahead to determine whether they are bullish or bearish. President Obama also talking about both issues on Friday in the Rose Garden. First of all, saying there will be a full SEC investigation into what happened on the trading floor on Thursday, and those results will be made public. He also says he spoke with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel about helping out Greece and other countries in dire financial straits.
We agreed on the importance of a strong policy response by the affected countries and a strong financial response from the international community. I made clear that the United States supports these efforts and will continue to cooperate with European authorities and the IMF during this critical period.
Financial crisis in Greece and some other countries. It's a political conundrum that still affects the people of Great Britain. Parliamentary elections held there on Thursday, but no party, for the first time in 36 years, was able to win an outright majority. The Labor Department was definitely given a thumping by the voters, easily cast out of the simple majority status they held before. Now the Conservatives, also known as the Tories, have won the most seats, but not enough to claim a majority. That means they'll have to form a working coalition. The first crack at that actually goes to Labor, with Prime Minister Gordon Brown hoping to forge a compromise with the Liberal Democrats. But the Liberal Democrats and their party leader, Nick Clegg, say that the Conservatives won the most seats and they will work with that party in order to form a ruling coalition. to hear what the Liberal Democrats might want as part of the deal and what we can expect in the days ahead as this political compromise gets worked out. Head to worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org to catch my interview with Amanda Bowman of the Atlantic Bridge. She's also a close confidant of a British Member of Parliament, Liam Fox, who may well be the next Secretary of Defense for the UK. On to the war on terrorism now, and it's 3 for 3 for those Navy SEALs who were accused of roughing up a notorious Iraqi terrorist but said they had done nothing wrong. They rejected a lower reprimand and said they would go to court-martial instead. And now Matthew McCabe has become the latest Navy SEAL to be acquitted. This one's the most significant because he was the one specifically charged with roughing up the detainee while the others were accused of being accomplices. All three have been exonerated. The military has taken a tremendous amount of heat for ever bringing charges against these three in the first place. Back here at home on the domestic front, a new study from the Pew Center shows that a record 41% of American childbirths now come to women who aren't married. That number has skyrocketed in recent years, and part of the reason is it's because older women who decide they definitely want to have children do so without tying the knot. But the numbers are certainly trending in that direction. Another key factor in that direction is the number of Hispanic women who are also having children out of wedlock. And a major anniversary to note at the end of the week, 65 years ago, Friday and Saturday, the end of World War II in Europe. Nazi Germany surrendering the Western Front to the United States and our British allies, among many other important allies that helped us out on the Western Front. That happened on May 7th, 1945 in Reims, France. The brutal Eastern Front was surrendered the next day to the Soviet Union on May 8th, which of course is officially VE Day. Thank you to all of those World War II veterans who are with us and those who are not for the sacrifices they made that we might be able to celebrate again 65 years later. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.